Okay. Welcome, everyone. Can you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Now, again, board members, I don't have you all on one screen, so I'll have to be scrolling through to count your votes. So, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular business meeting of May 11, 2020. First, Mrs. DeLerba. Second, Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve the Treasurer's and Business Office Financial Reports and Extracurricular Fund Report for April 2020. First, Mrs. Noesi. Seconded, Mrs. DeLerba. All in favor? Okay, passes. And before I turn it over to the superintendent, just I have a couple of quick words I'd just like to say. Just give me a moment. I would like to thank you all for coming tonight. And as we wrap up the school year in the new normal that we've been living, I want to take the moment to thank all the stakeholders for their tireless efforts in educating our children. It's been a team effort from the beginning. Plans were made, evaluated, and adjusted over and over. Every parent, teacher, administrator, and student navigated a very unfamiliar path. And although there were difficulties, there were also many successes. Part of tonight's meeting will be celebrating those successes. We are thankful for all the work that has been done, and we are looking forward to being in a more familiar normal and celebrating more successes together as a community. And with that, Mrs. Rossi, the superintendent's report. You're muted.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're going to be honoring our salutatorian and valedictorian. But before we do that, we're just waiting for one of them to join us after coming back from work. So we're going to push that off for a few minutes. But I did want to bring our community up with some updates. First of all, I am very happy to announce that we will be having an in-person graduation ceremony for our exiting senior class of 2020. Special thanks to Town Supervisor Rich Schaefer and County Executive Steve Ballone advocating with the superintendents for allowing in-person ceremonies. I will tell you, the governor's permitting, you know, safe, socially distant, and responsible ceremonies of up to 150 on or after June 26th. We hope to continue making strides in alleviating that ceiling number, which looks very favorable. And this is very good news for our students and a real good example of team effort and advocacy. Bringing me to now grade 2 and grade 6 moving up ceremonies. We are equally happy to hear that we will be able to hold second and sixth grade moving up ceremonies. Again, these gatherings will have to be outdoors. We'll have to be practicing all protocols. We know that these moving up ceremonies will be wonderful opportunities for our students to connect once again, socially and emotionally. And we know we can deliver a safe, socially distant, and responsible ceremony that they deserve. Okay. With that, I also want to thank everybody who joined us last week for our grade school and elementary school car parades. It was so great seeing all of the kids, seeing all of the parents, seeing all of our teachers who showed up. It was an emotional 2 days. We were blessed with some really great weather, and I wanna thank our building principals for helping the staff and the parents and everybody put that all together. It was a great 2 days. Some other updates, we have Senior Awards and Scholarship Night this week. That will be tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. on YouTube. We also have our High School Senior Day, which is this Friday, June 12th at 2 p.m. Our seniors will be parading around the perimeter of the high school. We are encouraging all elementary, grade school, and high school teachers to join us as we cheer them on. Our BTA Scholarship Awards will also be this week. Staff members from all three buildings have participated in pre-recorded videos of themselves presenting these annual awards, and we know that the students and their families will be thrilled to see many of their beloved teachers. With that, in keeping with the surprise element we have always maintained, the link to the live event will go live at 7 p.m. on June 11th. And that is pretty much all of our updates for tonight. I'm going to ask if we have Kate Hannon with us as a participant. I see Anna Romero is with us. Hi, Anna. Okay, we're going to wait a few minutes and try to get Kate on the line. So Ms. O'Brien, we're going to pass it back to you to continue the agenda for now, okay?
Okay, so if you want to interrupt at some point when Kate gets on, that's fine, but we'll move on to committee reports. So the audit committee.
Hi, everybody. Okay, so thank you. So we just recently received some good news from Moody's Investor Services. They are an organization that gives us some feedback on our creditworthiness and financial standing, et cetera. And the good news is that they have determined that we are in a very strong credit position. Notable credit factors include a very strong wealth and income profile, a solid tax base, and healthy financial position. According to the report, the financial position of Babylon Union Free School District is healthy, relatively consistent with its AA2 rating, which is really great. Dr. Daly, I believe you are reaching out or have reached out to Syntax so that we can get this full report on the homepage of the district website. Is that correct?
Yes, it should be there already.
Okay.
The rest of that today.
I'll double check. Thank you. And last but not least, Colin and Danowski are scheduled to be in the district the week of August 17th to complete all of the work necessary for the June 30th, 2020 audit. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Donaldson. Oh, Mrs. Juris?
Hey, I have a question for you. Are the audit folks coming in person to perform the services? Are they going to be doing it virtually? Because I know I work with a lot of auditors. And that's a big bonus.
Their plan is to come in person.
Okay, excellent.
There may be only a couple of them, but they'll be isolated in the right. Conference room and practice all social distancing.
Any other questions from the board? Just chime in. Okay. Finance Committee, Mrs. Juris.
Well, Finance Committee is on hold. We're tentatively waiting till we find the results of the current budget vote. And at that point, we have to post a meeting. It'll be posted with more than 24 hours notice so that anyone.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Juris. Buildings and grounds, Mr. Montalto.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our new norm. Regarding our row hall, we've started the demolition at the steps for the new ramp and new steps. They've completed that. They're starting the construction this week. They're getting ready to pour the concrete, so that should happen within this week. Also, the bathrooms start on June 11th. That's the high school bathrooms. And also, I just want to remind everybody about the Capital Reserve Fund. We're putting a proposition on the ballot that if approved, which hopefully it is, we'll get the $200,000 we need to replace the rooftop air conditioning and heating unit. And if it is approved, we get paid by the state, 46% of that money comes back to us. So that's it for buildings and grounds.
Thank you, Mr. Montalto. And curriculum, Mrs. DeLerba.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Right now, we're sort of in a holding pattern. We're waiting to hear, you know, as we start to get guidelines from the state, what things will look like come September. And then we can start to plan for resources for our staff and our students and look at, you know, where we can bolster things to make sure everybody's up to par for where they should be.
Great. Thank you, Mrs. DeLerba. And policy, Mrs. Panay.
Okay, I'm just going to let, we skipped, it's fine, in terms of technology, so we'll let
Mrs.
comment on that. No, because I'm kind of piggybacking hers in terms of why we're having a meeting, so I'm just going to.
Okay, Mrs. Noessi, technology? Yeah.
Okay, quite a long technology report, as you can imagine, in this world of distance learning. So some distance learning updates. On-site support will be limited for the next 2 weeks, but remote support will be continuing 4 days per week. Summer support will be available, but limited as the summer IT work begins. The IT website will continue to be updated with information and resources, and we encourage parents, students, and teachers to check it regularly for updates. The next part that Ms. Panay was getting at is the New York State Ed2D law requirements that we have for technology, the Part 121 regs. We will be recommending the following updates to the policy committee: computer network use, internet safety, student email communications, and several acceptable use policies. And we will be recommending 3 mandated policies up for adoption. Those policies are information and data privacy, security breach and notification, Parents' Bill of Rights for Student Data Privacy and Security, Information and Data Privacy Security Breach, and Notification Regulation. Device updates. We have successfully swapped out most devices for incoming seventh graders. 90 out of 125 have been distributed, and that work will continue until they're all distributed. Seniors should be returning their devices tomorrow. Incoming third graders will have their devices swapped out on June 23rd, and the technology department is hoping to have incoming kindergarten devices ready to go towards the end of July. And that's it.
Thank you, Mrs. Noesi. Mrs. Panay, policy.
Okay, very good. So just kind of to mention, we are actually scheduling a meeting, or a meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 18th at 2 o'clock. Whether that is a socially distant in person or Zoom is to be determined. So we'll be getting that information out there. And we'll be discussing many policies, many of which Mrs. Noesi commented upon, computer network use, student email accounts, internet safety, and acceptable use policy, just to name a few. So the information will be getting out there, whether again, it will be virtual via Zoom or socially distant in person. Thank you.
Thank you. And back to you, Mrs. Rossi.
Okay, we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to introduce 2 amazing young women. The first we'd like to introduce is Kate Hannon. Kate is our salutatorian here at Babylon High School this year. We are so thrilled that you're here with us, Kate, tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about Kate. She has served as student council president, the secretary of DECA. She is the vice president of the Business Honor Society. She is she plays volleyball. She's on the English Honor Society as the treasurer. And she's also a part of the Juliet's Community Service Group, as well as Amnesty International. Kate, I want to congratulate you. You have set your mark here in the history of the Babylon history books. So congratulations being this year's salutatorian. We have a lovely plaque that I will hand deliver to you someday soon for being, you know, awarded with this honor. Kate, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your plans are for the future, where you're going to college, what you'll be studying.
Thanks. I'm going to Washington Lee University to study economics.
Terrific. Terrific. You're going to love it there. We know that you're going to be an amazing ambassador of Babylon Schools. At this time, I'd like to bring in Mr. Cerrone, who might be with us, if he is here with us tonight and would like to say a few words. I don't know if
he was here.
He was here, yes.
He was here.
Hi, Mr. Cerrone, how are you?
I'm good. I can't get my camera on, but other than that, I can see all of you. Hi, Kate. Congratulations. It was actually kind of fun telling Kate how she was awarded a salutatorian. We did it through a Zoom meeting with a bunch of staff members from Babylon High School, and it was a really fun day. She's just an all-around hard worker. She's a national merit finalist. You don't get that too often at anywhere. You don't get that too often at a really small school. And she has a really bright future ahead. And she's very family oriented, which I love about her. So congratulations, Kate.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Well done. Okay, our next Gal is our valedictorian, just a lovely young lady. I'm so honored, Anna, to have you here with us tonight. I hope your parents are somewhere in the background. But please give a warm welcome to Anna Daniela Romero Mejia, who is this year's valedictorian. And a little bit about Anna. She is the president of the Science Honor Society. She is the treasurer of Tri-M Music Honor Society. She plays varsity tennis, first singles, and is on the math team and the drama club, among many, many, many other school clubs and activities that she's been involved with over the last number of years. Anna, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're going and what you plan on studying?
Yeah, I'm going to Brown University and I'm going to study physics.
Excellent. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you've made your mark here at Babylon High School as our valedictorian. We couldn't be more happy for you and your mom and dad and your whole family. And I think you're going to love Brown. It's an amazing, amazing university, as is Washington and Lee. I mean, you ladies are just, you know, you have the best years of your lives coming up. So congratulations. I will also be delivering your plaque personally to you when they come in. Usually we do this at the board meeting, but this is a little different this year. Mr. Cerrone, would you like to say some nice words on Anna's behalf?
I would love to. Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So both Anna and Kate, the first thing about it is they're both so excited for each other, which is great to see. We had the same thing. We had a Zoom meeting with a bunch of staff members with Anna. I said that about Kate. I'm going to say it about Anna. Well-rounded. I mean, she likes the arts as much as she likes physics. So that's kind of cool. And she's also a Questbridge scholarship winner, which I think that's the first we've ever had at Babylon. And you don't get offered that. There's probably less than 25 of them in the whole entire country. And it goes into giving back and her service, what she does for other people too, is one reason why she got it. So congratulations, Anna.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I hope you both come back next year. Mr. Murphy and Mr. Cerrone do a wonderful day where we bring in, you know, alumni, and they talk to the senior class here up at the high school about their first year college experiences. So cannot wait to hear from both of you how well you're doing and how well you're representing Babylon. And thank you very much for joining us. And thank you, moms, for being there. Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for being there, Jean. Have a great night, everybody. We're not going to keep you for the rest of the meeting, but congratulations again. We're so happy you were able to join us. And we'll see you soon, okay?
Yay. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mrs. Rousey, going forward, would you like to omnibus the new business or read some individually? How do you want to do this?
I think what we'd like to do, we can omnibus everything, but after the tenure appointments, after everything is done, what I'd like to do is just give a round of applause person by person before we go into other business. How's that?
Great. Okay. So under new business, may I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 24? Mr. Montaldo, seconded by Mrs. DeLurba. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 24? Mrs. Noesi, seconded by Mrs. DeLurba. Any discussion on items 1 through 24? No. So may I have a, all in favor? Passes 7-0. Okay, Mrs. Rossi.
Okay, we have some very, very special people with us here tonight. Big crowd. So when I name you, please give a nice warm wave to the community and we'll give you accolades. First, we are awarding tenure tonight to Principal Travis Davey. Welcome, Mr. Davey. Thank you for joining us and congratulations. We know that you'll have a very, very rewarding career here in Babylon. You came as an experienced principal. We knew what we were getting with you. And thank you for joining us here in Babylon. We're just so pleased to have you. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. Give another warm congratulations to Mr. Dave DeLeo. Dave is our technology guru here in the district. And you know, Dave, it's been just a pleasure having you with us these last 4 years. You have really transformed the school district from where we came from. This gentleman, I don't think, has had, you know, a day of rest in the last 4 years. And he is just an amazing person. He has an amazing team that he's mentored and has molded. Congratulations, Mr. DeLeo, on your tenure tonight. We're very pleased to offer it to you. Congratulations. And Mr. Murphy, are you here with us? He was here. I'm going to ask Mrs. Pesci maybe to try to get him on the line.
I think he's under an attendees.
Yes.
I see his name.
Okay.
He's not on.
Mrs. Yeah. Pesci, can you fix that? Maybe give him an invite to come on. All right, we're going to skip to the next person. Please give a warm welcome to social studies teacher Alyssa Brunson, who's here with us tonight. Congratulations, Alyssa. You've done some amazing work in our social studies department. You know, just accolades from the kids and parents. We cannot be more honored to give you this recognition tonight. And I know you'll have a very, very rewarding career here in Babylon. So congratulations again. Next, we have Olivia Cabral. Olivia is a math teacher here at the junior and senior high school, a very hard worker. Congratulations, Olivia. I know you'll do some amazing work as the years continue. You're a learner, and I couldn't be more pleased to be recommending you for tenure tonight. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us. Our next person that we gave tenure to is Miss Jessica Kahn. Hello, Jessica. How are you tonight?
Jen, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You've done wonderful work these last number of years. You know, in the classes that you teach, I know you have taught with rigor, and thank you for everything you do. I know all of you, I can say this about all of you, you're real, you know, committed to joining every part of the community that you can. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
much. Again. Good job. We also want to acknowledge Mr. Alex Marangi. There he is. If you can unmute. Great.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
He is like a jack of all trades, I can say that. I cannot keep up with all the certifications he's acquired over the last number of years, from AP physics to, you know, chemistry to all the work you've done with the aquaponics program. It's just a pleasure having you on staff, and congratulations. You have, you know, a very good career ahead of you. Just enjoy working with you. I could speak to everybody here on the staff. We all feel the same way. And parents and students would agree. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. Rebecca Oliveri.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I actually went into your classroom this year. I've been in numerous times, but I picked up my old Spanish by watching you, and she is just amazing. I want to thank you for joining our team 4 years ago. It's a pleasure having you. You come to work each day putting in 210%, and everybody here does. You wouldn't be here tonight. So thank you for doing that on behalf of our students and kids. Congratulations on this wonderful accomplishment tonight.
Thank you so much.
And Melissa Pascarella, there she is. Hi, Melissa. How are you tonight?
Great, how are you doing?
Good, good. Melissa is a teacher in our physical education department, has done amazing work, you know, pulling in technology to our PE classes, just some real creativity going on in your classes. I wanna thank you for that. And congratulations on your hard work, you know, your work ethic. how you're dealing with kids and parents and making them feel connected at all times in a healthy lifestyle. So congratulations, Melissa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Great job. We also have Mr. Eddie Story. How are you, Eddie?
Good. How are you?
Good. So happy to have you with us tonight. He is amazing. He does everything. He could go K through 12 and not skip a beat, right?
In 40 minutes, yeah.
So congratulations. I mean, you know, Mr. Story teaches at our K2 building, and then he'll go up and teach 11th and 12th graders, you know, theater arts, mm-hmm. right? 10th, 11th, yeah. and 12th theater arts. He's very active in our programs, you know, our drama and our musical programs. Just amazing work, an amazing level of energy, which is exactly what we were looking for when we hired someone in, you know, when we hire everybody, really, but definitely, you know, in that role that you take on. So congratulations, Mr. Story, very well deserved.
Thank you so much.
And then we have Miss Daniela Pesci. And I did see her.
Hi, everyone. Yes, hi.
How are you? Thank you for joining us tonight. How are you?
Of course. Good.
Just an amazing young woman, amazing teacher. Miss Pesci is a special educator down at the grade school who just does wonders with children and makes parents feel comfortable. She makes parents feel secure that their children are getting the best each and every day. You're just, you know, such a hard worker and so committed to our students. I want to thank you on behalf of the district for that. So thank you very much.
Congratulations
on this wonderful accomplishment. And I'm not sure if we have Mr. Murphy on the line yet. I guess he's coming up. There he is. Mr. Murphy, we'll wait 1 minute.
Can you hear me now?
We can. How are you?
Good. I've been sitting here listening to everyone, but I wasn't able to speak. So I must have entered the Zoom meeting the wrong way. But so I'm sorry for keeping everyone waiting.
That's okay. No, we're finishing up. That's great. So congratulations on this accomplishment tonight. We hired Mr. Murphy 4 years ago to come in as our director of K-12 guidance services. He has completely redesigned what we call college and career planning at the, you know, junior, senior high school, and also now at the, you know, K-6 level with the addition of a part-time counselor, but just an amazing person, always out and about with the kids, always out and about with the parents, and has really put us on the, you know, the page where college planning comes into play. Mr. Murphy, thank you so much. Congratulations on this wonderful achievement. And I hope you have a very, very wonderful career here in Babylon. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Thanks to the board. Thanks to central office. Really appreciate all the support.
Okay. And we also, I'm going to let Mrs. O'Brien take this one. We have a special person tonight who is resigning for very happy reasons.
Yes, we would like to thank Mr. Kroll for all his years of service and his years of music. And we wish him best of luck in his future endeavors.
And I will share, Mr. Kroll is going to be hard shoes to fill, that's for sure. We will be filling that position. But Mr. Kroll, and I'm hoping he doesn't mind me saying this, but he is taking on a leadership position in another school district. And this is a goal that he's been wanting for years. And he was working with us, but he truly deserves it. And it's a very lucky district that is getting someone like Brian Kroll. So congratulations, Mr. Kroll, if you're watching tonight. We will miss you, your kids will miss you. I know the kids are devastated, but I'm sure, you know, you will be back many times to visit, right? So thank you. Okay.
Congratulations, okay.
Everybody.
Sorry. Congratulations. Okay, so moving on. Well, we had so many names. We approved everything. So now we're going to move on to other business. Do any board member have any other business? Sorry, you're going to have to call out because I'm not seeing if you're raising your hands.
I just had a question, if I may. Could we just...
Thank you,
no worries. Mrs. Rossi, if you could just clarify, I mean, I know we know in terms of the guidance counselor position, but if you could just clarify, you know, for the public, where that individual will be working in terms of supporting our children once we return.
Sure. The 0.4 guidance counselor position is a position we had this past year. All part-timers have to be annually approved. So we are doing her annual appointment tonight. It is our plan to have her one day at the grade school and one day at the elementary school. And it's also in our long-term planning to make this position a full-time position in an upcoming budget season. The gal that we had this year who's getting reappointed tonight did a terrific job for us. Really well liked by students, which is most important, as well as parents, as well as staff. So that goes a little into that. That answers your question.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other board members have any questions or discussion?
Mrs. O'Brien.
Go ahead, Ms. Storm.
So I just, you know, especially with everything going on, I thought it might be a good time to bring up maybe as a district, we should look into exploring No Place for Hate as a designation we as a district might want to have. For those who don't know, it's a designation. The mission of it is to support programs to combat cyber hate, bias, hate crimes, and contempt for anyone considered to be different. So it's a pretty intensive program for district to take on. We'd have to do a needs assessment. We'd have to form committees. We'd have to sign a resolution. You know, there would be training programs. We'd have to design and implement an anti-bias, you know, program. But I think it might be something really worthwhile for us to look into.
Mrs. Rossi?
Yes. Piggybacking on that, I actually have a letter that I drafted last week, which I'd like to read so we can get it in tonight's record from the, you know, for the board meeting. I wrote this letter a little after Memorial Day, after, you know, what happened down in Minneapolis. So I'm going to read it tonight, again, to get it in the record. And then, you know, I'd like to send it to all families tomorrow. But it reads, on behalf of the Babylon School District, we all watched with sadness as the senseless tragedy during Memorial Day weekend unfolded in Minneapolis. I would like members of our school community to know that our district denounces all acts of racism. We also support our law enforcement who honorably fulfill their promise to protect and serve our communities. Many men and women who are our own Babylon neighbors who protect our children right here in and around our schools and neighborhoods. Please know that the Babylon School District is committed to advancing our understanding of these serious issues. While conversations about race may be difficult to have, it is essential that they take place in order for our community and our children to move forward. As a school district, it's important for us to champion that every individual has equal human value and that a safe and accepting environment must be essential to all. Our schools must be responsive as our classrooms, hallways, auditoriums, and fields are places to learn and grow and places where everyone should feel safe, supported, and valued. At this time, students might have some questions. I know as adults, we certainly do. Please know that our staff is available for anybody, as well as children and parents, to talk and simply lend a comforting ear. If anyone would like to talk with someone, please contact our student support staff comprised of school counselors, school psychologists, school social workers, and any of our school leaders. As we enter the 2020-2021 school year, we remain committed to our own growth and understanding as a school community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs.
Rossi. Thank you, Mrs. Rossi. Any other business?
Yeah, I have one more. Sorry, I have one more thing.
That's fine.
Okay. Wanted to read a little bit about the update on the school budget vote and trustee election. the governor came out with a press conference on Sunday, that was yesterday, and he made an announcement regarding postponing the school budget vote and election that was scheduled for tomorrow. That will be postponed another week until June 16th. So what that basically means is that all ballots must be received by the school district by hand delivery no later than 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, June 9th, 2020. Additionally, all ballots must be received, if by mail, at the office of the school district clerk no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on June 16th, 2020. A provision has been made for a protective lockbox to be located at the main entrance of the Babylon Junior Senior High School between the hours of 9 until 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow for hand deliveries. And that lockbox has been out there for, you know, a certain number of days beginning late last week, but it will be available tomorrow between 9 to 5. This is, you know, the new executive order from the governor's office. So if you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to the office of the district clerk at 631-893-7923. That's it.
Okay. Any other business, Mrs. Rossi? Are there any questions?
Yes, there are. Let me just get them. Okay, so.
Mrs. Rossi, just one second. If the tenurees want to leave, that's appropriate now, correct?
Sure, they can.
You can or you can stay, it's your choice.
Right.
Okay.
Congratulations again.
Congratulations again.
Okay. We had a few questions come to us. First one is from Fumi Otomo. And her question is the Babylon Public Library owned by the Babylon School District or is it a separate entity? Well, we own the building and the school district insures the building, but that's pretty much where everything stops. We do not have any jurisdiction over the library itself as an institution. I don't know if Dr. Daly wants to add anything to that. You don't have to, but we do own the building. We've owned the building for many, many, many years.
The way it's been explained, if you took the library, turned it upside down, and everything that fell out, that was the library's, the building's ours.
Okay. That's a good visual. Good. Okay. Our next question is from Ingrid Archaga, and she wrote, I hope everyone is doing well. With the new changes the governor has posed for graduation, I am wondering if any changes can be made to accommodate our second graders who are graduating from BES. And I will include with that sixth graders as well. There's another mom who also wrote questioning the same thing, who has two children moving up, one into third grade, one going into seventh. She's also asking, that's Barbara Ann Mercer, is also asking about in-person moving up ceremonies approved starting June 26th. So here's the answer. It's a good thing that the governor came out with that executive order. We are currently working on plans. I called both building principals today and I said, start planning, start walking, start seeing what we can do outside. But we are working on plans to hold responsible, safe, and socially distant in-person ceremonies for these children who so deserve an in-person ceremony. Right now, the executive order allows for graduation ceremonies, but it's my understanding that this could definitely relate to grade 2 and grade 6. So those are pretty much, that's a given. We continue to work with our local elected leaders who have been very huge supporters in us getting to where we are right now. And I mentioned their names before. They will continue to support us as we look at that 150 number. Okay, but it looks like we will be making strides in that area as well. So our principals are beginning to plan for live ceremonies. They will be outdoors. They do have to occur as of June 26th or thereafter. We will continue to keep parents informed once our questions are answered and facts are available. okay? But no, we are planning for it, okay? So both those ladies asked that question. Okay, we have Siobhan Healy who asked, I noticed there is a 0.4 school counselor position for the elementary and grade school. How is a 0.4 position going to split their time between two schools? Secondly, what will that person's main duties be? What's the possibility that the position will become full-time? So as we discussed, the 0.4 guidance counselor was a position we had in this year's past budget. We are continuing to appoint that position again because all part-time positions are annual appointments. With that being said, the plan is to have the counselor one day at Babylon Elementary School and one day at the Babylon Memorial Grade School. Duties of that position would include mandated grade 6 college and career counseling and planning services. That is a New York State mandate now. That person would also speak with and counsel students in need, addressing academic needs, social and emotional needs, in collaboration with the school social workers, the psychologists, and the administration. So the district's goal is to make this a full-time position in the following year's budget. I'm talking 21-22, pending aid and financial ability. And this is a position to get full-time, which is very, very high on our list. And we hope, you know, we can do that in the near future. And then the last gal who wrote out a question is Tara Galea. She wanted to reach out to ask what the district is doing to share our thoughts with families of this community on the current racial situation going on in our nation. I did read the statement. I will have the statement part of the minutes. We also have a letter going home to families with the district's position. But I wanted to get that statement on the record first tonight in the minutes. So we will continue moving in that direction and possibly be exploring that program, was brought up tonight. Okay.
Great, thank you. And Mrs. Rossi, did you hear from any of our organizations with a report? Representatives? No, right?
No.
You got no reports? Okay. All right, so with that, you did the questions from visitors. All right, our next board meeting will be Monday, June 22nd via video conference. As of now, unless that changes. And may I have a motion to adjourn? First, Mrs. DeLerva, seconded Mrs. Martaldo. All in favor? All right, thank you all for coming.
Congratulations, everybody. Thank you for joining
us.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All participants who are on with us tonight as well. Okay, have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.